All right, I want to greet you all this morning in the precious name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's good to be with you all this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for all that you do for us, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you hold all things in your hands, Father. Lord, we just ask that you would bless us this morning as we meet together. Fill us with your Spirit. Give us wisdom and understanding, courage to face the path you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, again, I want to greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior. This morning, I want to, let's just open our Bibles to Ephesians. Begin in Ephesians chapter 5, and verse 22 and 23. It says, "Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also the head of the church, he himself being a savior of the body." What I want to talk about this morning is child training. And maybe you wonder, you know, it doesn't sound quite right reading these verses about the wife being subject to your own husband. But the reason I bring that up before we even begin with child training is how powerful the wife is in the training of the child, or how much power the woman has in the training of the child. This verse says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body." This relationship of man and wife is portrayed in Christ and his relationship to God. And we see how Christ, when he was on this earth, yielded his will to the Father so that the Father's will could be carried out. He had the power to do whatever he wanted to do in this world when he was here. He could have done anything, but yet he yielded his power to the Father. And that's in that same way the church yields itself to God. And the way that God operates is through a yielded vessel. We have the power to do whatever we want. We see the churches all over the world, however many there are, different denominations doing their own things, but have little or no power and bring little or no glory to God. Because it takes the yielded vessel for God's power to work. They have power themselves. I mean, there's churches, there's thousands and thousands of people. They look big and they do all kinds of things and it looks powerful. They have that ability within them. But it's only by yielding to the Lord that God can be glorified in it. And that relationship with the husband and the wife is the same. The wife has incredible power over her children. In some ways, the husband is helpless to how the family is going to operate, because that power is in the woman's hands. And the way that it's supposed to operate is that that woman is to yield that power in submission to her husband. I think this is the main thought or the main idea of the submission of the woman. She may have ideas in other ways, but the heart of the submission issue in the woman is so that she can train the children in a way that the father wants them to be trained. And she has the power to do that. In Proverbs, we won't turn there, but in the King James Version, it says that train up a child in the way it should go. And when it is old, he will not depart from it. I don't know how many times I've heard that verse quoted, and I've heard it just misapplied so many times. I've heard people stand up and say, well, I trained my child right. I know he will come back. That's not what it's saying. It says, train up a child, and it will not go. And we think of training. Training is one of the words that we really don't know anything about. As far as whenever we quote that verse or raising children, we kind of have the idea, we tell them to do something, and if we don't do it, we beat them. We tell them that they should be doing something, and if they do it or don't do it, we discipline them. And that word discipline just means simply grab a stick and beat them. But it's much more than both of those things. To train a child is to train it how to behave the way you want it to. Training is actually hands-on shaping and molding it the way you want it to be. It's not just you being the boss and you just, whenever they don't listen to you, you yell at them or you beat them. It's actually taking a hand in molding their lives the way you want them to be. You see, being a father or being a mother is not just something that just happens. It's something that we must take the responsibility for. Training is not something we just do a few minutes a day because, well, it's time to train the child. Well, if that's the idea, you've already missed it. It's gone. Just, well, forget it. Peer pressure might keep it in order and things, but if you don't train your children, if that's not your priority, you've missed it. Taking the responsibility of being a parent is a full-time job. It's not the second thing on your list. It's not the third thing on your list. It's not the 48th thing on your list. That child is a soul, and it needs to be the first thing on your list. Primary. Training that child is not something you just do on the side. It's something you do every moment of the day. You need to know that child inside and out. You need to learn your children, how they think and what they're thinking, what they're going to be doing. Not just train them once in a while, but you need to know your children, and that's where it takes effort on your part to do that. We know our businesses. We know our Bibles. We know all kinds of things. But do we know our children? Do we know where they're at? Do we know what they're doing? Do we know how they're going to react? Do we know how they're going to respond to certain things? Because they're your duty. That's why so many verses it says to train up a child. In so many verses it says to in Ephesians 6 here it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord." You don't just do this on Sunday morning. You don't just do this when it's convenient for you. They're alive all the time. They're right there in front of you. The point I'm trying to make here is the importance of this. I don't know how many times I've seen fathers and their children standing beside them, or mothers, and the child just standing there patiently, quietly, waiting for the father or the mother to really get engaged in something they like doing. Talking about the Bible. Just get busy doing something else. And I've watched these parents, and they get engaged in something. And the parent or the children are watching the parents, and they know the exact, they know you. They know you. You know, we're talking about you knowing them. They know you. These children watching their parents. And they know the minute that they're so engaged in something that you've become oblivious to them. And the children can just do whatever they want because they know they checked out. I'm no longer on their radar. And they can just wind up doing anything they want to do. You can't do that. You need to be the parent. You need to be a step ahead of your children instead of them being a step ahead of you. The hardest thing in the world about training children is training parents. Parents disciplining themselves. I don't mean smacking yourselves with a ruler. Discipline means much more than just beating yourself or beating your child. Discipline is something that is a regiment. It's a strength that this is where my focus is going to be. You have to discipline yourself to make this your priority. Whenever you space out, or you get off on your topic that you love to talk about, or you do whatever you do, and your child knows that you've checked out and he's free, you have become undisciplined. So it's not the child now, whenever he goes and tears the curtains down, or goes and breaks something because you've checked out, it's your fault. How many times have children received a beating because their parents had checked out and hadn't disciplined themselves to be doing what they're supposed to be doing? Maybe the child still needs a beating, even though. But the heart of it comes from the child or the parent, not training the children. Child training is first and foremost adult training. This is your business. This is your business. Your children. So many ways we're training our children. One of them is knowing that when you're not watching, they're free. And they know that. One way is how they act. You know, we all see the temper tantrums and we want to coddle them in those times. We need to train them through those things. Sometimes it doesn't do any good just to beat them and make them angry. You've got to train them through them. You need to know your children. We've talked about just a little simple thing. This is a perfect example. Whenever children are in church, this is a training that you can wind up training them and you don't even know you're doing it. When they get a little squirmy in church or get a little fussy, you take them up. You stand up and you go stand in the back. Now, I know people do that because they're trying to be polite. But I've watched 100 times children fussing, start fussing in church. And as soon as mother stands up, they shut up. You know what's happened? The child has trained you to take it for a little walk. The child has trained you that I don't have to sit here and be still. All I have to do is squirm or fuss a little bit, and mom will, she's trained to, or dad, he's trained to get up and go walk me around. That's what I want to do. That's not what we're trying to do. They're training you. And that type of manipulation will grow and grow and grow until it comes to haunt you one of these days. We do not want to train our children how to manipulate people, especially their parents. It takes time. More time than Sunday morning to train your children to learn how to sit still. You need to do that during the day. Maybe the time of day when you're busy and it's hard for you to sit still. To take your child up and just say, we're going to sit still a while. Until they can sit still for an hour if they need to be. Just some thoughts thrown out there. It's not something you just do on Sunday morning. Quiet children in Sunday morning aren't quiet because of Sunday morning. They're quiet because they're taught that way at home. They're trained to be still when it's time to be still. I know little babies, it's a difference, but you need to be on the lookout. Watch your baby. If all it takes for you standing up for them to be still and be happy then, see that. Notice that. Not only in that area, but in every area. Learn them. The discipline is not about disciplining the child. It's about disciplining yourself. You can cut your spankings down to 10% of what they're doing now if you train properly. And that may mean you having to show them over and over and over and over and over when you think they ought to know it, over and over again, doing the same old thing. If they're doing something you know that you don't want them to do, every time you catch them to doing it, stop them, make them start over, and do it the right way. 10 times, maybe. Until they get a hold of what they're supposed to be doing. And don't let them get away with it the next time. Discipline takes consistency. That takes effort. And that's more effort than most people want to put into their children. Another mistake some people make is trying to make their children their buddies or their friends. There'll be time for that when they get older. But you're the father and they're the child. And if you're just trying to make a buddy, you're not helping your child nor yourself. If you're just trying to be their friend, you're not helping them. You're a father and you're a mother. We have forgotten what that is. A father is not someone who just goes to all the games and shows up at all the little things that they're doing and all the fun things. A father is the leader of the home, and his responsibility is to train the child to be a godly soul. Not a happy one. If you seek after being happy, you'll miss it. They'll forever be seeking after that. But if you'll teach them how to be godly, they'll be happy. They're not your buddy. That's a hard one. We all want our children's approval. You'll only have it for a little while if that's what you're seeking. It's about like the little saying that used to hear that if it takes a hot dog to get someone to come to church, it'll take a pizza to keep them next week. And if you've got to do something to make your child happy this week so that they can be your buddy, what will you have to do next week? They're training you, not you training them. Your children don't have to just think you're the best thing in the world to be a father or a mother. But if you train them the right way, when they're older, they will. But if you want that praise and adoration now, they'll despise you whenever you're older. See, that's all it is. It's just kind of a game of trade-off. We can have it now or we can have it later. So I just want to encourage you, fathers and mothers. You're building little souls that'll either raise up and praise you, or raise you, or when they get raised up, they'll cause you to hide your head in shame. Just want to also, we don't have televisions, but we've got phones and we've got videos and we got games. They don't need that crap. If you're just using it for a babysitter, you just, well, take them over to the neighbors and let them watch the TV. There's no difference. Older people may be able to handle it a little bit, but your children do not need it. They don't just need entertained all day long. May the Lord add His blessings.
Oh.